Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, now I'm getting this is what I am getting from that.
Hi, I'm Manu Agapian.
And I'm Oscar Montoya.
And we aren't just the Boom Boom Gun. We are on a list. We are on a mission.
Wait, we're on a list? Wait, what list are we on? Wait, we on a list.
We on a
fuck.
List.
Fuck. Oh, fuck.
Of gaggiest podcasters on a mission to find a definitive list of what?
Oh, of the top 100 music videos of all time. Mm. I know about this list. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the scariest part of it all is we don't get a say.
No.
Y'all do.
Y'all do. Welcome to Podcast Kill the Video Star. Shablam.
Shapa!
Feel like pussy, feel like cunt, feel like pussy, feel like cunt.
Mono, have you ever done a death drop or a shablam or a dip?
No, you have.
I have. And I
you
don't.
You did on stage and it was great.
Yeah, and I think my back is still twisted.
Honestly, yeah. How long was your back worried over it?
Well, actually, it wasn't my back because like when you do a shablam, you want to arch your back. And you're sort of protecting your back with your arms.
Yeah, huh?
But I will say that when I shablammed, I think 4 of my nails popped off.
Of course.
Immediately. And I was like, okay, shit. My nails.
It's
R.I.P.
so
nails.
Hard.
R.I.P.
No, I've never done it. I think you did a great one. You're such a good dancer. I can't do it.
Bitch, you gotta try. You just gotta go for it. You gotta go for it.
I think you're right. I think if I stretch for, I think if I prepare for a month, I could do it. But I'm also not, I'm just not, I'm so inflexible. It's really annoying.
Are you? Wait, you can touch your toes,
I'm very,
though.
Yeah.
Okay. So you can do it?
Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, she's warming up right
now.
Okay. She thinks she's Kennedy.
Okay, ready?
Doing roar. And if you follow us on YouTube, you know that Mono just did a successful death drop.
Yeah, but you have to do this. You have to do the 1, 2, 3, bam. You have to do that. That's very Shangela. That's very Miss Davenport.
Oh my God, that is Shangela. Yes, yes,
yeah.
Yes. You know what? That's very House of Edwards is what it is.
Former house.
Oh, former, not anymore.
Former house. Rest in peace. I mean, this doesn't exist anymore.
I didn't know that. That's news to me.
There's a gag. Check out the online. Everyone's just been like, best of luck. We love you. Goodbye. You know, that
mm-hmm.
whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just because gay, too many egos. You know how gay
too
people
many
are.
Egos. Too many. Yeah, exactly. Too many drag queens.
Too many drag queens many in the fucking
queens.
World.
Yeah.
And we include ourselves.
Yes.
Because
mm-hmm. this is the house of what? Know. What is this the house of?
Crunch. The house of Crunch. Remember? We are mothers of the House of Crunch.
We're the House of Crunch, the house in shambles.
And we don't walk the balls. We crawl, honey, because we are just that busted.
Because
you could never be busted.
We are tired.
You could never be this busted.
But listen, we're not here to talk about drags.
No, we're not. We're not. We're not. We're not. We're not.
We're here to talk about what?
The music videos and making the definitive list of the best one you can find.
Okay, baby.
Because I'm a baby.
What the hell? This is some kink you have. I bet you this is some weird shitty kink you got.
Change me,
baby.
Ow. I'm full. But, this is about music videos. In case you don't know, you get a say. You have to go vote on our Instagram at Podcast Killed the Video Star on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Lively stuff happening there because this is a neck and neck showdown from last week. It's cuckoo.
Girl, it's intense. It's intense. But you know what? I love that the fans are voting. I love that they're voting sometimes more than once, which is fine.
Ooh,
it's
oh,
fine.
Right. I mean, here's the thing. You can vote twice. If you vote 3 times, you're not helping.
I know. But what's
you're
so,
not helping
what's
anyone.
What's so funny is, like, sometimes people will vote for 2 videos, and then it's like, oh. So what you're trying to say is that you really don't want one of these videos to make it.
That's interesting.
And mostly, it's mine. Mostly, it's my picks, so.
No. You know I come in with some real garbage.
Yeah, that somehow makes it to the top 100 list. It's very bizarre.
It's weird. Isn't it weird? Like, I know what the people want. The people want trash, and I give it to them. But you know, if people don't like our music video taste, remember
that's right.
Y'all can change our destiny by throwing some coins to us on Patreon.
That's right.
I mean, there's a link wherever you pod, and then hit us up on Instagram so we can know what video you want us to watch.
Yes, and then you can vote for it. Tell your friends to vote for it. And yeah, cheat the system so that becomes in the definitive top 100 music video lists of all time.
That part.
We want that. We want that. We want you to pay us. Give us money. May you please give us money.
May you please. May you please, give us money. Yours. That was like the beginning of a weird Christmas carol. Give us money.
Wait, what are Christmas? I've never heard of a Christmas carol like that at all. That's some twisted ass Christmas carol shit.
Yes. Well, when I'm not doing crunchy drag, I'm leading cacophonous choirs. Just horrid sounding.
Oh my gosh. Do you remember A Diva's Christmas Carol?
No.
No. Yes, you must have.
I mean, I remember Diva specials. I don't remember A Diva's Christmas
it
Carol.
It stars Vanessa Williams. It's okay. A Christmas Carol, but it's Vanessa Williams as a diva. Who goes
She's
through
so
it, and Kathy Griffith is in it. This is like
hilarious.
Just on the recesses of my memory banks, but it is a campy bop, bitch.
That's gay.
Something to cover.
That's
and we
gay.
Love trash. Something to cover and we love trash.
Okay, maybe if you about. Come on, will you come on and do it with
to.
Us?
I would love to. Oh, there's it. Another movie that you should definitely cover. It's called Cherry Falls. Do you know about Cherry Falls?
No.
Okay, bitch. I'm sitting in on that one. Y'all have to watch Cherry Falls.
Okay. We'll do. Done. We'll do. We always do a December dedicated to Christmassy trash.
Perfect.
So we'll do it.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Awesome. Anyway, we're not here for that either, but y'all should follow We Love Trash Pod that Mono and Betsy host. It's amazing.
It's really a fun time if you're a piece of soiled garbage shit, then
yes,
you'll love it.
Yes, and then obviously, like, yeah, that's our demographic,
right? But if you're someone who's like Citizen Kane and Paddington 2, which one deserves do you know that internet thing that's happening with those two movies?
No, what?
So Citizen Kane and Paddington 2 are the two most highest rated films on Rotten Tomatoes. So they are competing. Paddington 2.
Have you seen Paddington 2?
Yeah.
Can you vouch for it? Can you vouch for its magnificence?
It is like a kid's movie, but then you are shocked at how like good it all comes together. It is good. It is surprisingly good. But it is a gag that like for a little bit Paddington 2 edged. It's a funny thing happening on the net where Citizen Kane or Paddington 2 is the best movie ever made.
Wow. I'm truly gagged, truly speechless.
It's the internet doing what they do best, you know, being like it's the Bitcoin jump and crash equivalent. It's the GameStop moment, but for movies.
Oh, girl.
That whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
but again, not what we're here for.
Not what we're here for. For those of you tuning in, like fresh, straight up, this is the first episode. Hi, welcome. Thank you for listening.
Hi.
Thank you for watching us on YouTube at Podcast Kill the Video Star. Hi.
Subscribe, comment, rate, like, etc.
Yes, exactly, honey. The way that this podcast works is quite simple. Mono has a music video that he thinks is quote unquote good. I have a music video that is certifiably good, and
quote,
we talk
unquote.
About a video that is in the, you know, just in the atmosphere, so a buzzworthy, yazworthy video that everyone's talking about, then we give it to you all. What you have to do is go on Instagram at Podcast Kill the Video Star and vote for which video you think should move on to
it's
the
easy.
Top 100 music videos list.
It's really
time.
Easy.
Really simple.
It's really fucking easy.
And you guys decide.
Mm-hmm.
You guys decide. Mm-hmm.
And today we're kicking it off. We're going chronological today because Oscar's like a
weirdo. I just think that makes sense.
It can make sense, but like we'll see. We'll see. You have something you said you want to bring from the 80s. I don't know what it is yet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have to send it to you.
Okay, send it my way. Okay. I don't know what it is, but do you want
to
tell me?
Okay, so we're going back to the year 1987. Maybe the year you were born, Mono. I don't know how old you are.
No, I was born in the 90s.
She's a liar.
I'm kidding.
She's a liar. Look at those bags. She's a liar. The bags in the bag. They're nice bags.
Givenchy. I can afford Givenchy. Because I am what? Bitch, in my mid-30s.
I was talking about JanSport and the back girl.
I am not back again.
That's your favorite queen, right? To win?
I don't know why you're starting fires. It is summer in Southern California. This is not the time to start fires. But go ahead.
This video is from 1987. It is one of my favorite bands of all time, New Order, with the most wackadoo music video I think I have ever seen in my life. I don't know if you've ever seen this music video, Mono. Have you?
I don't think I have.
Okay,
I love New Order.
Yes, yes.
I know this song, but I don't think I've seen this music video.
Okay, so yeah, get ready for this ride because I'm going to ask you what you think this music video is about. And honestly, not even music video experts know the answer to this. So I'm very curious to what you think. This is what I call my kind of drag. So let's take a look at New Order's True Faith music video.
Okay. Ready? Count us in. Yeah.
3, 2, 1, play.
Already very gaggy.
It's you and me. This is how we talk.
It is you and me. Okay. This alien in a condom versus this man versus, in a mustard jar. Yeah,
versus Tina Burner.
Yeah. Oh, Tina Burner. Fuck. This is not about drag. This New Order's sound defines the 80s.
Oh, yes.
Like, fully. Because they also sing All I Ever Wanted. What's the name of that song?
Yeah. Bizarre Love Triangle. Yeah, it's New Order is it. Okay, but what's happening here, though?
Whoa. I love... They're also... I don't know how queer New Order is, but when I think of them, I think of British queerness.
Yeah, so do I, actually. And I don't know if they're queer.
God, this song is still so good. God, their sound is so iconic.
I love it. But these costumes, though!
Okay, yeah, what is happening? So these... Okay, this is a fight inside of a printer. This is inside of a printer. That's what this is about. Cyan said, don't forget about me.
She said this is an HP commercial. Hewlett Packard. So,
we are getting a little bit, we're getting some sign language. Mm-hmm. We're getting a sort of a stone golem. This is very Ocarina of Time.
Yes!
This is very that. Sending us some signals, telling us where to get Epona. They're like, Epona's not here. Go away. I knew you'd like that.
Mono knows how to speak to me.
I'm going to make you nut if I'm not careful.
Too late.
What the fuck is this person? Okay. So Alien Condom keeps slapping Tina Burner. And then what?
Yeah, what's this? Who's this character?
Someone is taking from themselves. True faith. Keep giving and giving of themselves. You know what it's like. I mean, to take and take from someone.
No, I know how to give. I'm only a giving person.
Giving herpes.
Oh, excuse me?
Giving syphilis.
Well, at least I give something, bitch.
This jump choreo is fantastic.
I mean, it's so dumb. It really feels clowny to me, and like to me, that's like the most heightened art form there is. Like,
yeah.
But this repetitive physical stuff is
Whoa, Tina, watch out!
Then we got a fight in our hands.
This is very Charlie Chaplin.
Very that.
Very Buster Keaton. I mean...
I do want these outfits, though. Oh, my God.
So, this is wild.
Where do you think they're filming this? Is this some sort of, like, warehouse? Look at this. Look at this
it's
shot.
It's gotta be.
But look at this.
I mean, it looks almost like a pinball machine.
Oh.
Maybe they're... Are they the machinations of his mind bouncing around?
Oh, you think that this is all shot in his brain?
Uh-huh. I think, and that's the actual location.
Okay, okay, okay. Interesting.
True fate. Okay.
And then we have your classic cut to a live performance, footage.
Uh-huh. Beasts, animals, monsters, they're all on the same plane. They're inside a machine. A man's watching them. What the fuck? Is done happening, done,
this,
done.
And then this, and then this.
And then pogo shape, man. What the fuck?
Like, wow, Cirque du Soleil wishes.
The 80s was great. The 80s was so fucking fun.
So, girl.
Wow.
What the fuck happened in this video?
Okay, this is about a battle in his mind. It definitely battle, is because okay. The lyrics, he talks about a childhood I lost and replaced by fear. I used to think the day would never come that my life would depend on the morning sun.
Mm-hmm. Decipher
so
that.
So he's battling. That's a battle with depression. Like when you're just like, yeah, when you're just waiting for the sun to come up. You just need to see the sun. That's like waiting for like a ray of sunshine, a ray of hope. So
okay, cute.
Damn.
Cute.
Okay, so this is about the artistic crazy fight that happens inside your brain. And when you're people like New Order, like sometimes some really good shit comes out of your brain,
right.
But it's not at no cost because, you know, we both know being so creative, being so creative is like a burden. It's our cross to bear. It's exhausting.
Exhausting? Being an artist is exhausting. Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay. Heavy is the crown, I guess.
Heavy is the crown that wears this shit on my head. No, but I do think it's that. I mean, I'm looking at these lyrics. These lyrics are, like, so filled with richness. I need to, like, sit the fuck down and look at it.
Mm.
But I will say, if I'm being really serious, I think it's just a promotion for Bally pinball machines. I think that's what this is really about.
You're getting pinball. Okay. Okay, cute.
Bally
cute,
pinball
cute,
machines.
Cute,
the
cute.
Finest in Tennessee. what is the layu of it is do you think this music video matches the song?
You know what? I don't think so. I think that there is another video that maybe would have fit closer, but this is one of those examples where I think the video stands as its own. Like, I do think it's such a... I mean, it does, in a way, it fits a music video because their movements corresponded to the song. So in mm-hmm. that regard, it did. But I think the video elevated the song in a way that, like, I don't know, made it, like, really artsy-fartsy in a really fun way. The thing that I'll say about this music video is that it was directed and choreographed. So there was a choreographer by Philippe de Coufflé, who is someone that worked in the clowning world very much. And... that video where people are like slapping each other is a reference to homegirl Marina Abramovic. Do you remember Marina Abramovic?
Yeah, I know the name.
She's a performance artist that was super famous. Remember she had like a line of people and she was like staring at them, crying.
Oh, that's her. Yes. And
yes.
Then like someone shows up who like she knew from like 20 years ago and they just cry in front of each other.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, yeah.
So it's based on one of her pieces.
Wow.
So, I mean, girl, this is art.
This is fucking art. Mm-hmm. These lyrics are really gaggy to me. It's so weird. I've heard this song so many times, but like I have not sat down and looked at the lyrics. I'm always just like... moved by the vibe of it.
Yeah.
And this is like, because there's something in here too about a past love. I can't waste all our time looking at this. This is incredible.
I mean, let this be a lesson to the listeners and viewers. Look at the lyrics to the song.
Yeah.
And be moved. But for me, the Layu moment, there's so many. Yeah. I just love the aesthetic. It's like ugly. Like I love this like weird, ugly, faux clowny dance theater vibe of this music video. To me, I love the sign language person that's like a punching bag that's like just rotating. Like I think that to me is so great. It like reads as like really elevated conceptual drag to me. So,
and it's kind of, it's about him being a punching bag or feeling like a punching bag, because he talks about like the boys from his childhood who no longer recognize him, which is interesting.
And honestly, it does have some queer undertones, I gotta say.
It's so, I mean, look, it's like being a freak, being queer, what's the difference? What's the difference? I mean, especially with kids these days, it's just like, it's honestly embarrassing to be straight nowadays.
Actually,
like,
it is, which I love to, I mean, you love, love to see, it. Love to see
love
it.
Love to see it. That's a real, real change. We changed the play. Girl. I mean, that is a real change the play.
If only. You know, I don't want to sound like an old person, but I think I'm of that age where I can complain. But if only we grew up in this environment. Oh, my God.
Right.
It's just like, yes, progress. This is progress. I live for it. I live for it. But, bitch, what's the Lay You moment for you?
God, the Lay You for me is man taking shapes out of his body and then trying to balance impossible shapes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a real creative statement there in, like, trying to balance impossible shapes together. There's something really interesting.
It feels like a losing game.
Yes, yes, yes. I love that.
Wow, we figured it out. You know what, Mono?
Damn!
We're good at art, aren't we?
Yeah. We are. We're sickening.
Yeah, we are.
We're sickening. We're artists, and literally talking about other music videos is the highest level of art when you think about it.
You're right. You're right. You know, all of this art talk, I think I need a little power nap. What do you say we take a little break, and we'll come back, and we'll review two more music videos?
Okay, siesta, miesta, fiesta.
That's my new drag name.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, I'm better. I'm better now.
Oh,
I'm
was
so
that
refreshed.
You stretching? Was that you stretching?
No, just taking a shit. Just letting one loose, dude.
We're you gotta back. Clean up after yourself.
Don't tell me my business. Don't tell me what to do.
Okay, just leave it there. Like yeah, it. Just walk away. Okay. Take a shit and walk away.
Yeah. Walk away. That'll
but
be
we
why.
Are. We are back. We're back.
We are back.
Podcast Kill the Video Star, round two. We're on our break. Ooh. And now, Mono, it is your turn to tell us what is this next music video. Take us to the year. What year was this?
Girl. Okay, so this is the year 2009.
Nine.
Why this is important is because an artist named Lady Gaga.
Oh, you bringing Lady Gaga to the table?
I'm bringing Lady Gaga to the table. And even more importantly, this is after Just Dance. Just Dance had come out and we're like, okay, that's a bop. Okay. Yeah. And then people were like, wait a second.
But I will say with Just Dance, I feel like Lady Gaga didn't really find herself just yet.
Right. She was still like a pop. I mean, at that point, she was kind of like a very interesting person singing on a pop track. And you're like... Because also Colby Adonis, what's his name? Colby? Some guy named Colby something is on Just Dance, right? Because at that point, it was just like, who's the star? Who are we leading with? You know, what's this about? This is, she was still part of this, like, very, she's, you know, very produced, like, and some stuff was out of her hands. You know, she had other great hits on that album, like Love Game, Poker Face. But then they were like, wait a
second. That truly was everything, Poker Face.
So she was kind of coming up. We were like, but wait, is this going to be just a moment? Or is this... is this really a diva we're about to meet?
Right, right.
And then remember she was like, wait a
second.
Oh,
I think I know what video you're going to... Okay. You're bringing the big guns to the table.
That's
okay.
Right. That's right. So this moment came out also at a time when YouTube was growing and like able to... YouTube was not just displaying shit. You know, I love the shit on YouTube, but like YouTube was becoming a stage for music videos.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, her first album was like, wait, we need to reintroduce her first album and add some action. And that's when, of course, the fame monster, this sort of hybrid of the fame, and then her new shit was like, we're going to put it all out there. She needs to, like, she's a star. We need to, like, really put her shit back out there. And this is, of course, Bad Romance.
Oh, girl. You know, okay, so confession time. I was not a Lady Gaga fan at all when she had her first, when she just came out. Just Dance, I was like, okay, just shut up, to be honest with you. Paparazzi was okay, but I was just like not feeling what I was just not buying what Lady Gaga was selling until Bad Romance, where I was like, and especially watching this music video, I was like, okay, now this is an artist.
This is incredible.
Especially in a visual medium, yeah. I think. I mean, her, you know, to be, and you know what? Come for me.
Go ahead. Say what you want. Mean what you say. Say what you mean.
Literally come for me if you have to. But I think her music is a little sort of top 40. You know what I mean? It's not like as crazy as I think she wants it to be. It's not like a Bjork that is a, like, I think true artistry in like a visual medium and like also in her music.
I mean, I think she knows that.
I think she knows that, but I don't think her fans do.
Interesting.
Do you know what I mean? And I think this is the closest she's been to a marriage.
Okay. I can respect that. Like, I can respect that. And also, I do agree with you that, like, before this moment, I was like, these songs are fun, but just, you know, just pump the brakes. But then this came out and I was like, oh, I'm in. I'm all the way the fuck in. And I remember watching this music video, like, early on in living in LA and just being like, I don't know, just being like, I'm getting my life. I think I have a new diva to worship. I think I have a new diva. Yeah.
Wait, is Lady Gaga your diva? Who's your diva?
She's kind of my diva. I didn't know this. Yeah. Lady Gaga, and because one thing I love about Lady Gaga that really speaks to me is she's so genuinely kind. And not in a way that's like performative. She's so genuinely kind, or so I feel.
Okay. Yeah, because I was like, and you know this.
But she's such a bleeding heart, it seems, from what you see of her. And she does believe the madness she says about love and sharing experiences. And I believe it. So I don't know. I'm really feeling her right now. I think she's both. I don't know. I think she's both gaggy and going to be a part of the future of music. Like, she's not done in the way that some older divas just
She said I know what you said. Mm-hmm. I hear,
but let's watch this music video and talk more, because I'm talking your ear off.
But I mean, it's been a minute since I've seen this, so let's go.
Count us 1, 2, 3 Gaga. I mean, this intro.
Okay, already. This is high.
This is so hot.
Well, this is all Alexander McQueen. I mean, remember the shoes.
The shoes that then every drag queen girl wore.
Every drag. I mean, this is drag.
Right? This is drag. Also, this is sponsorships. I mean, she loves her sponsorships.
Very that.
She'll always give you a sponsorship.
Okay, the monster. Okay, so where are we right now? What's this open? What's the location?
The bathhouse of Gaga. The bathhouse of Gaga.
You know, I've seen this video many times that I've always missed that element. The bathhouse of Gaga. Bathhouse. I didn't know that.
She's letting you know.
It's a bathhouse.
She's letting you know she's a true queer ally.
Oh my God. And she said cruising is encouraged.
She's giving us so many weird, iconic. She's defining her choreography style in this more than before. She didn't have a style before.
No, she didn't. No.
And she's giving you the beast. She's giving you awkwardness. She's giving you outfits. This is
very funny.
Using the crown. After this moment, people started covering their faces. Like, she kind of created face covering. Don't you think?
She invented
face covering. Love the two big eyes. Oh,
I do remember this choreography.
Also,
she
can dance.
You know what? I actually don't think she can.
Okay. I
she doesn't have natural rhythm, but she works really hard.
Yes. Okay. That you know? I do respect. She works hard. She doesn't have
the thing with Lady Gaga is groove. That she feels very much like a theater.
She is.
That like someone who's just like, I need to be perfect at my craft. So that's why she keeps reinventing herself, and like, she has a good team of people.
Yeah,
you know
she does.
And so she's gonna try her damnest.
She will try her damnest.
She's trying to damn
We're getting so many good fashion looks. Even though...
Yeah, so like... I want to ask you, who are these people watching Lady Gaga being thrown around by her dancers?
These, of course, are the men. These are men from a very dark-sided mafia that have basically forced these gaggy people to perform.
Do you think they're part of the gay mafia?
Oh yeah, they're part of the gay.
Do you think that's the gay mafia?
That's the gay mafia. So, as you can see, that's Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh my god. Neil Patrick Harris, Michael Lucid.
Oh my god, you're killing me. We're getting this classic, and then, oh yes, Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah, and Whoopi Goldberg is there.
I mean, we're getting Jewels.
Okay, then we got this freeze.
Stop motion. This freeze frame. Of course, this video has over 1 billion views. I do think it's one of the most viewed music videos on YouTube, period.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Yeah, this reinvigorated music videos for a minute. I think.
It really did. This really did bring back music videos. Because before this, it was like, where are we going to watch this? We can't watch it anywhere.
Okay, this is the iconic look right here.
Those impossible shoes. She loves impossible shoes. That wig is fucking hot.
What would you call those shoes? Yes.
Lobster claws. Those are lobster claws.
Lobster claws.
They're
sick.
Dead bear dress. What? Leader of the gay mafia.
Oh, that's Mr. Gay?
That's Mr. Gay. Gold jaw.
Oh, Mr. Gay himself.
He has to have a gold jaw because after years of blowing gigantic cock, his chin blew out. So he needed a new jaw. And
his chin blew out at an unfortunate blowjob accident.
And an unfortunate hog sucking. Okay, new choreo, red look.
Oh, wait, whoa, she's setting fire to the place.
I mean, also this diva-ness with all this, like, emotion and crying into camera was kind of new and fresh.
Yeah, it's camp. It's high camp.
Her puss is out in the best way. She's...
I will say this red attire is giving me, like, sort of, like, lazy clown vibes.
It's a little Aiden Zane.
This one feels... Yeah.
Twist around. Clippity clap. Oh.
Wait, now this is giving me... This is giving me...
And this part. No.
Oh, yeah. Wait, she killed Mr.
She killed
Gay?
Mr. Gay, lit him on fire with her spark tits.
Now she's the head of the gay mafia.
That's what she wanted. That's what she needed. You're saying she's giving you Nasha? Is that what you're saying?
That's it. Yeah, Nasha Lopez.
Oh, my God. Oscar, what was that music video about?
I just said it. It's her usurping the gay mafia throne from Mr. Gay himself. You know, she started like Bette Midler singing in the gay bathhouse.
Wow,
right?
Yep.
Performing for the gays, for the important gays. Got an in because they were like, yes, live for her, whoever she is. And then rose up the ranks and then finally got him. And she's like, I'll sing a song for you. And he's like, okay, fine. Show up to my house. She shows up. Boom. Kills him. Sets him on fire because he was a flaming homosexual. And now she owns the bathhouse of Gaga.
Wow. Where she and her weird...
So it's sort of like an origin story of that bathhouse.
Mm-hmm. Her weird little monsters can sleep in their plastic coffins in peace now, right?
Exactly. I thought they were tanning beds. But,
No, they are. They're tanning beds. They're tanning coffins. Because what's
they're
worse?
Tanning, exactly. Yeah,
what's
yeah.
worse than looking pale after you die? You need.
Because here's the thing. No shade, but you know, Lady Gaga is very much like bizarre, but still very West Hollywood. So it
is.
It's very much like a tanning bed and also a coffin. It is. It's like, okay, it's a little dark-sided, but bitch, let's be real. It's very West Hollywood. It's a tanning bed.
It is. And I you know, it's, I know loving Lady Gaga is basic, but I just can't help myself. I like it. It's good. It's just.
No, I get it.
It's like Pinkberry.
Yeah.
I know I'm basic, but I still need it in my mouth. I need it. I love it. And this.
Did you just compare Lady Gaga to Pinkberry?
I did. I think that's a good comparison. They're both gay. They're both gay treats served at a premium price. Though it's seemingly a pretty entry-level product, it's just zhuzhed. It's zhuzhed up just enough for you to be like, this is brand new. When we all know it's not. It's not that. It's not. But, you know, we like it.
It's just frozen yogurt. Yeah, I get it.
What's the layu for you?
What's the layu moment for you?
Oh, for me, it's the opening. That opening tableau and the fucking weird, like, of like, what the fuck are we doing right now? That moment lets you know that this is not just a music video. This is like something.
Yeah, yeah. That's the homosexual tone. So like only gays can hear it.
I want my
straights are watching that and they can't. They don't hear it.
They're like silent. Is my audio? What's wrong with my audio? I want my phone to make that noise really bad. And then every time your phone rings, you have to like freeze. In like a really gaggy way as the camera zooms in. What about you?
I gotta say, to me, the Liu moment is like the wardrobe. I mean, that's why this video is so insane. Mm-hmm. It's like the wardrobe is top notch. Alexander McQueen is giving you Alexander McQueen. There's this weird, like the pointy crown look. Felt very well Where the Wild Things Are vibes to me, which is obviously about monsters, so I get that connection. So to me, the outfits were so cool. Also, you know, there's nothing more aesthetically pleasing than like a white room and the artist just performing in it. We know that from Jamiroquai's Virtual Insanity. Mm-hmm. Like, we love a fucking white room.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it's a gag. I mean, this kind of brought monochromatic stuff back, because for people...
Did you say monochromatic?
She's stupid. Know your brand. She's know so your brown and deliver at all times. Know your brand. But yeah, I mean, it's a gag. It's great.
I love it. I love it. I love it. It's fun. I love it. Do you think the video matches the
Absolutely.
Song?
Absolutely. Well, yeah, I do think so. I do think so, but it's like... This is also fun because Gaga, like you're saying, there is actually weird risks. It is a pop song, but it is filled with weird risks, like a weird bridge, Roma, Roma Ma. Remember when that first came out, everyone was like, what the fuck is she talking about? Yeah. And now it's like, iconically her.
Now it's just like the exactly. norm, right? You got to have weird noises in order to sell albums now.
Exactly.
Yeah. I get that. Listen, Mono, this is – you freaking brought a monster to this party. This is going to be tough.
It ain't Lil. No, no, it's not. No, 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 it's not.
No, no, no. It's a big old hog of a monster. Yeah, and for sure.
Oh, our jaw's just aching to break. Kunk. Conk.
But we still have one more video, and this one is a contender.
And you do mean cunt.
I mean, this one.
This is a contender.
Very. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. No, I would. Did I stutter? No, no, no. I mean, we're talking about, like, listen, this is a person that's fairly new to the game as a solo artist, but still has whipped out a couple of iconic music videos. I'm talking about Normani. And her music video for Wild Side featuring
the one and only
Cardi
that's,
B.
That's quite an endorsement to get. That's quite an endorsement.
I mean, listen, I think Normani is really bringing music videos back into the conversation, which we love. You know, we love Normani.
She's a gag.
We stand Normani in
we
this
do.
House.
She's also been on Drag Race.
Now, have you seen
which
this
is, like,
video?
Already automatically more of a gag.
Yes.
It's like,
She loves her gaze.
I have been seeing snippets of this video. I haven't sat down and like watched it all. I've just been kind of like seeing this dance moment and been like, okay.
Gotcha. Okay, so I'm curious about your thoughts when you watch this
video. I want to see the
whole thing. Are you ready?
I am so fucking ready, dude. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to count us down. Ready? 3, 2, 1, slay.
The ponytail. Oh! Ponytails are really having a moment in pop culture, period.
Yes, especially like weird ones.
Yes. This Wow. Oh,
already so hot. So like, hot. This is sexy as fuck.
I mean, this weird snake pony is really letting us have it. Her body.
I mean, her body. Come on now. Okay, now this moment.
Oh, wow.
What the fuck is good now?
What like, this in is, the treadmill?
This is some Jamiroquai
this
shit
is,
right here.
This is.
Isn't this?
This is some...
Look at this. Look at what's happening.
A treadmill with the hottest men in the world. Yes, please.
Truly. And now she's giving us Red Room Fantasy. She said Twin Peaks. Ooh. Twin Peaks where?
That part. She is giving this satin fantasy with her... But her coochie's visible, just so you know she's a gorgeous, perfect woman. She's giving geode cake on the top, but now we're moving on.
Yes, now we're moving on. She said, I'm bored here.
Yeah,
let me go outside.
I'm bored.
And let me give the children what they fucking want. This choreography is fucking sickening and so hard to do. Like, oh my fucking God.
Yeah, because it's like really tiny movements. Like, it's like mixed with smooth, mixed with harsh movement stuff.
Yes. It requires more than just rhythm. It requires actual muscle capacity.
Damn.
So these people are athletes. Yeah,
100%. Damn. So hot on top of that weird building in downtown LA.
I know. What is that
building? I don't fucking know.
Like, nobody knows what that
no
building
one does.
Is.
But now she's wearing.
Okay, now she's in a tiny.
Wearing leopard? Is that cheetah or leopard? I mix them up.
I don't know.
Whatever. It's hot.
Leopard feels like leopard.
Oh my
it's
God,
hot.
Her titties.
She's.
What? Look at this. Gems.
Oh
Gems.
My God, her
Look
titties.
Look at her. Fucking meteorite tits shooting off of her body. Oh my God, her body.
This feels okay. Normani's giving me like a Final Fantasy summon
oh,
creature
wow.
realness
oh,
right now.
Now you're making me edge. Now summon creature.
She's giving me Shiva
oh,
summon.
Oh fuck. Talk about tactics. Talk about tactics.
And now she's dancing with slash fucking herself.
Yes.
God damn it. Okay,
oh,
Cardi B has entered
oh
the chat.
Oh my God, she looks so good.
And the bitch said, clothes? Optional.
Right?
Clothes? Ain't wearing them.
No, she's not interested. Oh, they're together.
Oh
this is
my
so hot.
God. This is truly hot. Truly hot. Now, it's hot for gay, for us gays, but you know it's hot for straight people too, right? Are straight people also fucking jacking off?
They're jacking off the most. We just talked to John Gabris. All he talked about was, you know, women.
That's true.
Women covered with milk.
Well, John Gabris is just a horny motherfucker.
That's true.
He'll be hard for anything.
That's true. And now we're wearing this incredible, yet another amazing outfit with this mm-hmm. fucking spider lace fantasy.
Yes,
her
girl.
Tits. This is really having a moment. Sort of the tit net. The tit net is really.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Didn't Kylie
yes.
Sonique Love wear
yes.
something like that?
I saw it on someone else too.
I would
recently.
Be so. This part.
Oh my God. If you saw that at a gym, nothing would make me happier.
God, it's just so beautiful.
It's hot. It's sexy. Ugh.
God, wild side. Wild side. I'm
wow.
sold. I'm sold.
Wow, wow, wow. Wow.
Girl.
How funny.
Let's unpack that.
I love that.
What?
My YouTube auto-played something called Wild Side 1 Hour Loop, which I was like, how funny. That is... a gag. That is about exploring your wild side. And her wild side is a fashion house of 12 different looks. I mean, what is the wild side? Because is the wild side, here's the question, is the wild side exploring someone's mind or their body?
Very much body. Very much body. Based on Cardi's straight up slutty lyrics on the yeah, I would say they just want one thing and one thing only. They want to have like primal
mm-hmm.
sex. That's
oh
what
my
they want.
God.
Do you know what I mean? Listen, to me this video is so you know they have the bathhouse Gaga has the bathhouse
right.
monopoly.
Right. She bought up right? all the bathhouses.
Now That's right. So Normani has the rec centers on lock. She got all the spas and rec centers. That's all Normani's. That's Normani's.
That's empire. Her thing. I mean, look, she clearly has. Yeah, she's been buying out YMCA's. Yeah. She's fucked. She's not.
She's like, where else are you gonna go for a fucking sliding floor aesthetic?
I mean, how Nowhere. Much you come to Normani's. Would you pay to go on lay on a giant treadmill where hot men have to jump over you?
And pick me up. Ooh. Wow. First of all, I say good luck. Good luck. She's heavier than she looks.
Shut the fuck up.
But girl, oof, yes, that's
yeah.
That's my fantasy. Girl, that's a dream
come true. Yeah, it is a dream come true. This video, you know, I will say, if I'm going to be honest, it is so hot. It is so amazing. Is it brand new? No.
Oh, she said it didn't reinvent
the wheel. It's not reinventing the wheel. It's not. It's not. Mm-hmm. It's hot. It's sexy. It's incredible. The fashion's insane. But it's not new. It's not new, is it?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I will say that there's something about that floor thing that's a gag. Me was like, this feels, it is like a reinvention of Jamiroquai's Virtual Insanity music video, which was covered on the podcast. But I think it brought it back into a contemporary space, which I really liked. Also, to me, Normani is such an amazing dancer that the choreography just needs to be applied.
Yeah. It is insane, and I know it's nothing so about great. Dance, so I'm gonna take your lead on how hard the choreography is.
It's impressive. It's so good. It's fantastic. But bitch, let me ask you this: what was the Layu moment for you?
You know, the Layu, I have to say, is laying down with men jumping over you. It's like
that's
so rad. That's like, and that's also such a great statement for sex of like, I'm gonna lay here. You jump circles around me, literally.
You do the work.
You do it.
Because I'm worth doing, doing the work.
Because my hole is your heaven, okay? In fact, I'm going to get that on a bumper sticker on my car. My hole is your heaven.
My hole is your...
Podcast killed the video star. You're like, what the fuck? If y'all want to buy your whole
official merch, this is our first merch.
Yeah, if it's our first piece of
merch. My hole is your heaven.
If you guys would buy that, please let us know. We'll make them.
Please let us know. Yeah, we will make it. We're not joking.
We're not joking, bitch. We're not joking. Well, I mean, okay, what's the Liu for you?
The Liu for me, I mean, I do like this treadmill moment. I can't stop talking about it, but there's something about her in that tiny little helicopter, which is so funny that to me. So
that's
random.
Brand new. That's fresh.
That's brand new. That I was like, I've never seen this before. She's like really squeezed in that helicopter, and her titties are just gasping for air, trying to get out. Like, ooh, those boobs were so dangerously close to coming out. Also, like, we got to see Cardi's ass, like that.
Her lyrics are so good. May I read some of these lyrics?
Oh, please. I mean, those lyrics are. You don't forget those lyrics.
If I may, put me on my back. On my stomach. Baby, let me blow it like a trumpet. I can do it all. I can probably suck a watermelon through a straw. Believe me, every other day, new wig, new hair. Come take me out this moo glare. I be waiting on you with some lingerie. Drive this pussy down low like bombs away. Beautiful, beautiful.
The Poet Laureate of 2021. Miss
She's
Cardi
incredible.
B.
Let me blow it like...
Unbelievable.
But guess what? Here's the fucked up part. This insane decision is out of our hands.
You know what? For once, I'm actually very, very lucky that we don't have to decide which one is the best. Because these are contenders.
Yeah.
Now, Mono. Why do you think Lady Gaga's Bad Romance should be considered one of the best music videos of all
time? Okay, here's the thing. Lady Gaga's Bad Romance is a YouTube mainstay. It has broken records. It has gagged you. It has given you video excellence. It arguably brought music videos back to life after, you know, we had to take a step away from TV itself. So it kind of brought the music video back. We all know that. We all know that to be true. it deserves a spot because it's fun, it's stupid, it's gaggy, it's artsy, it's weird, and it's Gaga. It's probably one of her best, if not her best, music videos.
I agree. That I agree with. I do think it is her best music video she's uh-huh. ever done.
Yeah. 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 Okay. You make an argument, of course, for New Order's New Faith. New Faith? True Faith.
True Faith. Listen, it is an off-kilter music video. It's not for everyone.
It's fun as hell, though. It is fun.
But it's for my art freaks. Listen, it's for my art freaks. It really is everything that I love in a music video aesthetic. It's a little grimy. It's a little dirty. It's got clown. It's got weird drag, if you can call it that. It's got clowning. Like, it just has everything that I love for a music video. I think 80s music videos are, again, I think, like, people are forgetting about the founding fathers of the music video genre. And I want to remind yes. them that they were making really great shit back in the yes. 80s that, like, people have forgotten and people have adapted. And I'm going to say this. Without New Order's video, I don't know if Lady Gaga had anything. We needed True Faith to get Bad Romance.
Damn.
Because you know that if Lady Gaga saw this video, she'd be like, okay, I have ideas for my new music video. Do you know what I mean? So, you know, it's got shapes, like in Normani's video, where she was wearing the shapes on her head. So it's a foundational music video for the genre. So give it love.
It's incredible.
Give it love.
I loved watching it. I love the song. So now finally,
the song's fantastic.
Normani's
And now Normani Wildside.
We can both agree it is hot. It is sexy. She's an amazing lyricist on top of everything. Cardi B is the moment. The dancing. I mean, this music video is an ode to how much talent is bursting out of Normani.
Yes.
It's incredible. Yes.
She's very talented, and she knows how to get people excited about music videos. She did it with Motivation. She's doing it with Wildside. So I'm happy that Normani has stepped her game up. You know what I mean? She's looking snatched. Snatched is anything.
Snatched,
you know?
Is actually it's a disservice to the word snatched, how snatched she
true.
Is.
True. And we just got to pay homage to these new music videos. I think there are exciting things to look out for. And I think this video is one to watch. So,
yeah.
Does it deserve to win? I don't know.
Look, it's not up to us.
Know.
That's the beauty part, Richie. It's not up to us.
Just call
me
Richie.
Yeah, it's a Weekend at Bernie's reference. Have you seen Weekend at Bernie's?
No. What? No.
That's shame. That's... shame.
Oh, is that the Citizen Kane for you?
Definitely better than Citizen Kane and Paddington 2, without a doubt. Well, I hate to end this fun time on bad news, but I do have horrible, shitty, terrible news for you.
Don't you dare say it. Don't you dare say it.
You asked me not to.
Oh, you didn't say.
Okay, bye.
We killed MTV.
Bye.